The Twinkling Tutu by Gwyneth Rees, read by Sophie Aldred. Chapter 1.
Dad, why can't I come with you today? Ava asked as she watched him ring the doorbell of her Aunt Marietta's dress shop.
I've already told you, Ava, her father replied a little impatiently. I'm going to be too busy to look after you properly once I get there.
I don't need that much looking after, said Ava huffily. I'm 9, Dad. I'm not a baby.
Ava could hardly believe how much her life had changed in the last 2 weeks. When she had first arrived at Dad's house at the start of the summer holidays, she had been an ordinary girl coming to spend the summer with her divorced father while her mother went away on a once-in-a-lifetime sailing trip. Then, within days, her life had been turned completely upside down after she had discovered that her dad had a younger sister, Marietta, who she had never met before and who owned a clothes shop just round the corner. Only it had turned out to be no ordinary clothes shop. From Marietta, Ava had learned the secret her father had been keeping from her for all this time, that he came from a long line of people who were able to travel via magic portals to other times and places. The portals existed in the form of magic mirrors, of which Marietta had many in her shop, and you could travel through them if you were wearing the right magic clothes. The portals not only transported you to real times and places in history, Ava had discovered. A week ago, she had put on a beautiful magic princess dress and made her first journey through a magic portal to Cinderella Land, just in time to attend Cinderella's marriage to Prince Charming.